The words chosen for this morning are found in the 55th chapter of Isaiah, beginning with the first verse. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd who sends men as shepherds to shepherd the flock of Christ here on earth. Dear fellow redeemed, in the summer, or I should say spring of 2004, my son Samuel and I took one of the most interesting trips that we've ever experienced. I attended meetings and lectured at the seminary of our fellowship in Central Africa. After two long days of travel, we finally arrived at Lusaka, Zambia. After a night of recuperation, we were invited to go out and visit the country parishes in the bush country to the west of Lusaka. One of the churches was 130 kilometers into the bush country, 30 miles after the tar ended. It was an entirely different world, with mud huts, thatched roofs, and wild animals. Many interesting things. But the thing that probably intrigued me the most was the food. The main crop in Zambia is a maize, a white maize, like our field corn, which you probably saw a few fields of coming to Mankato. It is harvested and then dried, and then it's ground into a corn flour. And a few ingredients are added, and it's cooked into a mashed potato-like substance that you eat with your hand. And it is eaten for dinner, breakfast, and supper continuously. It is the most common and the cheapest meal there is. And it wouldn't be a meal without it. But there is a problem with that meal. The meal lacks many of the basic vitamins and nutrients for human life. You can see it in the little children. When they're still nursing with their mothers, they look healthy. But when they start eating the enchima, then the signs of malnutrition begin. There's an endless supply of enchima, but many are still suffering from malnutrition. That reminds me of the words of this text. Why do you spend money on what is not bread, and your wages on what does not satisfy? This morning we want to think about the bread that's going to satisfy each and every one of us here today. And the bread that Isaiah is talking about is not enchema or all the junk food that we stuff into this poor body, but it is spiritual food, heavenly food, which alone can satisfy the inner yearnings of our souls. For that, there's a desperate need. That hunger goes back for a long time. As soon as our first parents fell into sin, that hunger and gnawing began to grow within them. The text says, listen to me, eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. There's a hunger and gnawing in every individual. to have union and fellowship with God that was lost in the fall. Each individual desires communion with God, even though he doesn't really know what he's looking for. He's always searching for something. Some try to satisfy that hunger within with wealth. So they buy themselves and their loved ones everything imaginable. With enough things, we're going to be happy, right? No, sad to say. And then there's others that pamper themselves, that get everything possible, fill themselves, stuff themselves with all this world's goodies, and maybe drink to oblivion to get the real feeling of life. Still, none of those things will satisfy, Isaiah says. Why spend your money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? But this morning, we want to talk about the hope, the answer, the bread. Are we hungering and thirsting and never satisfied? Is ours a lifestyle that is filled with spiritual malnutrition, stuffed with every bit of junk food imaginable, but nothing of substance? There's hope. It's found in the sure mercies of David that this text speaks of. Great David's greater son. Jesus Christ is the bread of life, born for you in Bethlehem, which means the house of bread. In the fullness of time, the living bread came down from heaven for your salvation. God became man in the person of Jesus Christ to provide for us the bread of life. He, through his life and death, prepared that bread for you and for me. So through his redemptive work this morning, he is saying to each and every one of us here, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If a man eats this bread, he will live forever, and that bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. This morning, Jesus, the bread of life, is coming to you through the preaching of the word. He is coming to you so that you can inwardly digest him. He's coming to you through his sacrament of his body and blood. Through those means, he satisfies your every longing and every desire. United with him, we can indeed be unafraid of living and unafraid of dying. Because with him inside of us, through the means of grace, nothing can be against us. Regardless of your fear, your concern this morning, the beginning of the school year, there's many thoughts in our minds, many fears and concerns. He is here for you. He'll strengthen you through his means of grace so that you can go forward. That's the wonderful message that those in the public ministry proclaim as pastors and teachers. Therefore, this morning, I want to encourage every young man here to consider the preaching ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want every young lady here to consider the teaching ministry, feeding the little lambs and sheep in our Christian day schools. There is no greater work, because here we offer that which gives hope in this life and the assurance of eternal salvation. If full-time service in the Lord's kingdom is not possible for us at this time, then don't think there's nothing I can do. Share the gospel with everyone around you. The good news of full forgiveness in Jesus Christ, the bread of life. Is there a need? Oh, yes. Look around. Around you, there are so many that are filled with uncertainty, that are despairing, that have misery within. All around us, the souls of men are dying, and the Master calls for each and every one of us to help. Share the gospel of Jesus' forgiveness. Here is the bread of life for the lambs and sheep. Here is comfort and strengthening in all the struggles of this life. And here there's confident hope, even in the face of death, the medicine for immortality, that we can live forever with Him. Today, Jesus says to you, I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. If a man eats of this bread, he will live forever. And that bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Amen. Let us arise and pray. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you that you've instituted the ministry of word and sacraments, and that you are preparing the young men in our seminary for the important work of proclaiming the gospel. Cause these men and all your ministers to diligently study the scriptures so that they never say more or less than your word. Cause your people to accept that word for what it truly is, your word, dear Father, and encourage all of us, strengthen all of us, to continue to proclaim your message of salvation. We ask it in Jesus' name, amen. We continue by singing the two verses as they are found in the bulletin, not in the hymnal, in the bulletin.